All right. So one of the highlights of the Leila Seder is the end of Magid for a bunch of different reasons. Right? One of them is that we quote this Mishnah, and that's always a important Mishnah to discuss, and then it also is a sign to the people that we're almost getting ready to eat. So people get excited about that as well. And the Mishnah is Rav Gamliel Shita from Kuf Tezayin Amid Aleph in Maseches Psachim. Rav Gamliel Hayi Omer Kol Shelo Omer Shlosha Dvarim Elu BePesach Lo Yatza Yidei Chovaso VeElu Hein Pesach Matzo Mor. So if you don't say these three things, you are not Yotze Yidei Chovaso. And what are they? Pesach Matzah and Mor. Now let's be very clear. We don't mean the words Pesach Matzah and Mor. I've been more than one place in my life where a person at the Seder has stopped and said, okay, everyone be super careful. We have to say these three words. Everyone say them together. And they say, Pesach Matzah Maror. Like, no, that's not what Rav Gamliel is talking about at all. Rav Gamliel is talking about, you have to say, Pesach Shana Ochlim Al Shum Ma. Right? Why are we eating the Korban Pesach? Right? Al Shum Shepasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Batei Avosein of Mitzrayim, etc. Right, we have to talk about the tamei hamitzvos, the reason why we fulfill the mitzvah of achilas haPesach, matzah al shuma, maror al shuma. Right, why are we fulfilling the mitzvah of achilas haPesach, achilas matzah, achilas maror? So,
how do you see that?
Like the Mishnah,
because there's a continuation to the Mishnah that I didn't include because I right. Right, exactly.
It's like the Manishtan in the Burger household. All the kids say it.
Right, no, but it's true because that's, if you look in general, all the, no, it's true. It's one of the themes throughout the Haggadah, not just Manishtana, is that everything is done derech she'elo tshuva. And especially the essential parts of the Haggadah are specifically done, derech she'elo tshuva. So when we get to this line, this is, Rav Gamliel holds one of the most important parts, if not the most important part, and therefore, it's dafka done, we ask the question, why do we eat it? The answer is this, why do we eat it? So that's part of the manashtana and the answer, right? So this is, that's an important hara. Okay, so when we talk about these three things, I want to specifically focus on two points. Number one, Lo yatzi yidei chovaso of what? And number two, what does it mean, lo yatzi yidei chovaso? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Meaning, what weren't you yotze, number one? If you don't talk about the reasons why we're eating Pesach Matzah Mar, you weren't yotze. But it doesn't say what you weren't yotze.
And in what sense weren't you yotze?
Right, and then, on what level are you not yotze? So, I ate the most machmir kezias of matzah there is. I ate 15 matzahs for one kezias, right? So, I wasn't yotze because I didn't talk about the reason why I ate matzah? Is that possible? It's a mitzvah sachila. So that's question number one. So let's look in the Rambam. The Hilchos Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Rambam is Perek Zayin in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. So, in Halacha Hey, he says, Kol mi shelo amar shelosha dvarim elu b'leil chamisha asar, lo yatzi de chovaso ve'elu hein, Pesach matzo mar, Pesach al shem shepasach ha-makam baruch hu al-bati avosin mitzrayim, shenemar v'amartam zeva Pesach l'Hashem, merorim al shem shemaru ha-mitzrim es chayi avosin mitzrayim, matz al shem shenigalu v'dvarim ha-elu kulon hein ha-nikrayin ha-gadah. So, two basic diukim in the Rambam. Number one, I just mentioned that Perek Zayin is all the halachos of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we're obviously within the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And even had you not known that, the Rambam finishes off this little halacha with Vidvarim Ha'elu Kulan Hein Anikroim Haggadah. These things are all what we call Haggadah. So obviously, what mitzvah are we discussing? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if I don't, it's not enough. What Rabban Gamliel is stressing is that it's not enough to simply talk about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Makos and the difficulty of the Shibud and all of these things in storybook format. we also have to relate them to why we're eating the Pesach matzah and maror. And that's part of the Iker mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, to the extent that Rav Gamliel says, if you don't do it, you're not Yotzei.
Do we have to relate?
Again, you have to relate the story to the mitzvahs of Achila that night, and to say the reason we're eating these items is the storyline that goes with them. So it's not enough to just sit there and tell the story. You can have a five-hour magid or, you know, whatever, a five-hour seder, and if you don't discuss the reason for the mitzvahs achila of the laila, you're not yotzei sipur yetzias mitzrayim. That's how Rav Gamliel wants to suggest. You with me so far? Okay. The Avudram quotes... Well, actually, I don't think he quotes this from anybody. I think he says this on his own. So in his commentary on the Haggadah, Rav Gamliel, Yom HaKoshelo, Kol Mishelo, Amar Shlosh Dvarim Elu, BePesach, Lo Yatzid Yichavaso, Pirish, Af Al Pi SheYochal Pesach Matzah Maror, even though you're eating them, Lo Yatzid Yichavaso, Im Lo Yomar Shlosh Dvarim Elu, Lama Heim Baim. He says, even though you eat them, you are not Yotzei them. You're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah and Maror, unless you speak out why you're eating them. Shematzanu sha'akasav hikbid b'amira uva'hagada. He says, we find that the Torah itself is makbid about this. U'mefarish v'holech l'mahim b'ayim. And then we go on and we explain why we are bringing them to the table. Pesach al shem shepasach hamakom v'chulei. Right. So the Avudram has a tremendous chiddush, and he suggests that, and he's not the only one who says this, but that's what made it onto the sheet. So the I made these sheets many years ago. I don't remember why Dafka put the Avudram versus others, but the suggestion is that we are talking about not the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Rambam, and I would have thought that's the Pashup shot, but rather we are talking about the mitzvos themselves of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. It's not a pure mitzvah sachila. Rather, it's also a chiyuv to discuss the why. You have to also say over, why are you eating Pesach, Matzah, and Maror? And if not, you're not yotzei Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. So the shita of the Avudram seems impossible. I mean, no?
I agree.
I don't know. There's a mitzvah. You consume a kezias of matzah. I'll give you a different example. There's a shita of the Rambam, which is not explicitly the Rambam shita. It's really Gemara and Rosh Hashanah also, which became famous from the Rambam for a different reason. But the... What? Yeah, about mitzvah srichas kavana. But the Rambam... The Rambam says that if you eat matzah without kavana, you're yotzei. So different reasons given. What does it mean, you're yotzei? Why? Why does the Rambam hold you yotzei? But bottom line, you're yotzei. If you eat matzah with no kavana whatsoever, the Rambam holds you're yotzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah. What?
Stuff down your throat.
Right. So that's, what would be the example of eating it with no kavana? So that would be, that was, the question is if you were forced into it. So, bottom line is...
You're hungry.
Right.
It can't be that you were just eating without thinking, because that's what you do because of the mitzvah.
There are no plenty of people eat without thinking.
Right. But either way, you're not chayev to eat it with kavana.
Why are you eating
matzah? I'm sorry. I didn't say that correctly. You're yotze even if you eat it without
you're
kavana.
You're sitting at the seder. You're hungry. You just grab a piece of matzah.
So, maybe you did that because of the mitzvah.
No. Okay. I did it because I'm hungry.
So... Either way, it seems to be a tremendous stretch that not only do you require kavana, but you require a lengthy or at least a short diatribe as to why you're actually doing this mitzvah in order to be able to say the mitzvah. So the kitzer, I don't want to get into the whole discussion right now, but you can find this a little bit in the Harei Kedem, you can find this in other achronim. There's an idea that there are different ways to be yotzei the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that we have on the Leila Seder. Right? So we have the obvious way, which is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim al yidei dibur, right? And you have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim al yidei maisa. That there are certain, on the Leila Seder, we don't just say things. Rather, we say things and then we act them out. So it's not enough, meaning if you learn like the Rambam, what are we saying over here? In order to be Yotzei, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to discuss the mitzvos that we're going to eat later on as part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, why? Why don't we just say the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim as exclusively a mitzvah samira, and then we have the mitzvah achilas matzah as a mitzvah achila. We have the mitzvah achilas mar as a mitzvah achila. Mitzvah of achilas pesach as a mitzvah achila. Why do we specifically intertwine the two? And the answer is that the Rambam understands that there is this connection that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just done by speaking. That's one way to be yotzei the mitzvah. But on a secondary level, or on a complementary level, you can be yotzei the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim also by eating the matzah. When you eat the matzah, you're yotzei Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim through that act.
Language in Pasuk is vidibartem.
Well, you got it, the labincha,
oh, yeah.
Right? But you're not just right. But what do we say? Bavur zeh asa Hashem li b'tesim mitzrayim. We darshan. What is zeh? Zeh is always lashon min chazal mora be'etzpa. Right? You have to be referring to an actual physical. So bavur zeh. Because of this, we say lo amru ela b'shash yesh matzo mara munachim lefanecha. The matzah and the mar have to be on the table, and we have to be able to point to them while we're doing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? What does it have to do with anything? Why do we need the props? And the answer is, we need the props because when we then eat the matzah, that matzah has a dual kiyum of achilas matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim al yidei maisa. Since we announced why we're eating the matzah, then when we go ahead and eat the matzah, the Rambam views that as a supplementary fulfillment of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Had we not announced why we're eating the matzah, then we're losing out. We just have the mitzvah of achilas matzah. We don't have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim al-yidei maisa. We lost out on that aspect of the mitzvah. And therefore, you're yotzei Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in a much lesser way than Rabban Gamliel wants you being yotzei. He wants you being yotzei Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim so that when you talk about why we're about to do this mitzvah of achilas matzah, then the achilas matzah is also Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, just of Aide Maisa versus Aide Dibur. You do the Dibur first, and then when you do the act, it's more meaningful, and that's a supplementary Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the way the Rambam looks at it. The Avodraim basically understands things the same way. He just says that the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Aide Maisa is an aspect within the mitzvah of Achila, not within Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he says that the mitzvah's halayla, because we have this, and that's what he says, because the Torah stresses the reasons why we eat these things, and that you're supposed to say the Seder over them, so that's a raya, that it's not a pure mitzvah sachila, rather it has an aspect to it of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim al-yidei maisa. And when you eat the matzah, if you have properly explained why you're eating the matzah, so not only are you eating matzah, but you have a secondary kiyum in the achila of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim al-yidei maisa. So the fact is, you eat a kezayis of matzah, you're not yotzei the mitzvah properly if you haven't actually explained why you're doing it.
What would the source for that be?
So his suggestion is when the psukim discuss why we eat the maror, why we eat the matzah. Well, maror is less than matzah and the Karban Pesach. But the Torah specifically gives us the reasons for these mitzvos. As opposed to most mitzvos, it just says, eat this, don't eat that, right? It says, if you bring this korban, you do that, right? But in when it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and when it comes to the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Torah specifically outlines the reasons for the mitzvos. And therefore, he says that the reason for the mitzvah is essential to the Kiyum HaMitzvah itself, as opposed to other mitzvos where the Torah doesn't give you the reason. Meaning, we say that we have a machlokes in Tanoim, the famous Shita of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Darshinan Taima Dekrua, right? Do we act based on the reasons for the mitzvos? So we all agree that when it comes to Limud HaTorah, there is an aspect of Limud HaTorah that's called Tamei HaMitzvos. But that doesn't affect the halacha in any way. Masha'en Kain, when, according to Rabbi Shimon, the time of the Kra actually affects the halacha. So if you decide this is the reason for this mitzvah, and then when the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah wouldn't apply. And we paskin like the Chachamim, lo darshin in time of the Kra, which just means even if you think you know the reason for the mitzvah, you don't then apply that reason to the halacha. It's not one of the midah shetorah nedreshes by him. Meaning Rabbi Shimon holds that one of the midah shetorah nedreshes by him is time of the Kra. That you assume, you try to figure out the reason for the mitzvah, and based on the reason that you figured out, you don't hold of the mitzvah in certain cases, and you do hold when the reason would apply.
What about the rush on writing the sacred Torah?
What about?
Like, doesn't the rush hold that for when you?
Yeah, it's very strange. Very strange psak of the rush, right? Saying the rush has an idea that the whole idea of Ksiva Sefer Torah is really a subset of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And therefore, nowadays, the reason people aren't so makbet to write Sefer Torah, says the Rush, is that he didn't even have printed Svarim, but they have handwritten Svarim. So you're Yotze by, you know, getting Svarim that you can learn out of, because already in the Rush's time, when Torah Sheba'al Peh was being written down, in Torah Sheba'al really the only thing we use Sefer Torah for is Kriyas HaTorah. We don't use them for learning. Back in the times of the, you know, the pre-writing down of Torah Sheba'al Peh, they actually took out a Sefer Torah, and they read the Pasuk inside, and then they darshened it Baal Peh. But since we don't do that, we don't use Sefer Torah for learning. So, yeah, so the Rush is a very difficult Rush to understand.
It's difficult because
that sounds very much like Darshin and Taima Dekra. Like the Torah says, Va'ata kisvu lachem es hashir azos, right? So Pashtus in the Rush over there, without looking into it right this minute, but it's based on the continuation of the Pasuk itself. V'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyim, right? It specifically says, why are you writing the Torah? So you could teach it to the Jews so they'll know it, right? So maybe there the Rush holds, that's not Darshin and Taima Dekra. The Taima Dekra is written. Right, so that's also the same svar over here.
But
right?
Would Ruchem hold then, like, if you didn't talk about why we're sitting in a sukkah, then you weren't yotze then?
Yes, but also based on a different pasuk. That's not just his chiddush. That's the famous comment of the Bach. The Bach has that idea by three mitzvos
so
that they come on his mat.
Oh, tefillin also.
Right, tefillin and tzitzis. No, tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah. So it just happened to be you got unlucky, but you're
the Laman mitzvah,
right. Right. So once in a while the Torah spells out the Tamei HaMitzvah, and therefore the Tamei HaMitzvah becomes essential to the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The difference is here, it's not that the Tamei HaMitzvah is essential to the Kiyum HaMitzvah. For example, in the case of the Sefer Torah. So you could say the Rush holds the Tamei HaMitzvah is written in, and therefore when the reason applies, you do the mitzvah. When the reason doesn't apply, you do the mitzvah the way the reason makes sense. Here, speaking about the Tamei HaMitzvah is gufa part of the mitzvah. It's a little different. So that's the way that Avudram looks at it, that you view part of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah as Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim al Yidei Maisa. But if you haven't explained the relationship between eating a cracker and Yetzias Mitzrayim, then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. You have to first explain it before you eat it. Otherwise, you haven't done yourself any good. That makes sense? Okay, so l'chora, that's one way you can explain this machlokas. So, okay, we'll go a little further. So I want to get into a much more broader Shas topic, which you can give many, many examples. We'll try to give some. I don't know how far we'll take it, but we'll at least get started with it. So the question number two was, what does it mean, lo yatze de chovasa? I mean, Rabban Gamliel is, you know, great nasi and Jewish leader. but he wasn't in charge of the Torah. So he doesn't get to say when you're Yotzei something, when you're not Yotzei something. So when Rabbi Gamliel says, you're not Yotzei, how seriously are we supposed to take that? Like, I'm not Yotzei, I should go back and do the mitzvah again? Or, no, you're, Rabbi Gamliel is disappointed in you. But it's you're still Yotzei. What?
The rush that we put it on the Adkosos would say you have to go back and drink again, no?
Yeah, so he said that's, but that's easier to understand. Why is that easier to understand? Because it's a case of Heimamru veHeimamru. Meaning everybody agrees Dalad Kosos is Dindra Abanan. So the Rush says, the Rabbanan said you have to do a Seba when you drink the Dalad Kosos, and if you don't do it, so they say you're not Yotzei.
You say what?
Right. If you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Dalad Kosos, no, the Rush holds Dalad Kosos.
Right.
So if you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Dalad Kosos, the Rabbanan can say, go drink it again.
But he would hold the same by matzah, no?
So the difference is matzah is minat Torah. Right. So Rav Gamliel could be very disappointed in the way I ate my matzah. He could be very disappointed in the way I said my Haggadah. But that's unfortunate. I would rather Rav Gamliel be proud of me. But he doesn't have the ability to just take away a mitzvah d'oraisa and say, nah, you thought you were Yotzei, but really you're not.
This is all within the Rambam then?
So, no, I think it works easily yeah, within either opinion.
Well,
meaning,
the Bujaram says that it's really part of the mitzvah.
Right.
So then you weren't using the mitzvah.
So the question then becomes, is he really learning that on a d'oraisa level? Or is he just saying that Rav Gamliel, based on the themes developed in the psukim, he thinks that that's part of the mitzvah, or at least it should be. So is Rav Gamliel, I don't think most understand Rav Gamliel to be interpreting things on a level of d'oraisa. He's just saying, look, these are your guidelines. You have to do it this way. You know.
So then the Bach on all the Uman mitzvahs also is midrabban on that?
No, the Bach definitely thinks that that's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa.
Okay.
But nobody actually came right out and said it. That's a little bit of a diuk in the opening Gemara in Sukkah, where Rabbah says the Sukkah can't be too tall because you have to see the Schach. Why do you have to see the Schach? Laman yedu darasechem, right? So then the Gemara says, well, how come we don't hold like Rabbah? So they say, because hahu yediyah ledoros. So they say, it's the yediyah ledoros. So what do you mean the yediyah ledoros? Meaning, it seems like the Gemara is treating it like a real drasha. There's some kind of inyan of yediyah ledoros. So therefore, it wasn't like one mandamer came out and said, You have to have these thoughts. It was saying that, like, everybody agrees there's something being learned from this pasuk, just questioning what it is. So if you're not Rabbah, you hold that there has to be a Yediyah Ledoros about something. Right? So that's where the Bach sort of comes in and picks it up. Okay. So let's do this Mishnah in Sukkah. This is a crossover item between Sukkah and Psachim for a different reason. So for this example, so you have the case of Misha Yarosha Varuba Besukkah V'Shulchanah B'toch HaBayis. So you have a person who, let's say, for example, the sukkah ends, you see where that part of the ceiling ends?
Yeah.
So the sukkah ends where the drop ceiling ends over there, and then this is the regular roof. Okay, so right now, I think I'm in the sukkah. But my table is in the house, right? My table is under the roof. So I'm sitting exactly like the Mishnah. I set it up perfectly just for this example, right?
Right,
exactly. It's all sof masa machshava tchila. That's it. So the case is that if you're like many people who don't have such great manners, which is most people, I think, when you eat, you sort of lean over, you put your elbows on the table, you know, if you don't sit with a perfect posture and sort of like elevate the food to your mouth, you sort of go half and half to the food. So that, you know, whether or not that's an acceptable way to eat, it was clearly the case both today and in the times of the Tanaim. Because what are we afraid of over there? Beis Shammai have machlokas. Beis Shammai poslin and Beis Hillel machshirin. Beis Shammai says this is pasul. Note the Lashon pasul, right? They say it's a pasul setup. It's like something inherent wrong an inherent wrong in the structure. And Beis Hillel says kosher. Amrulem the Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, lo kacha yamaisa. Wasn't there the following story? Shaholchu ziknei Beis Shammai ziknei Beis Hillel levakeres Rabbi Yochanan ben Achuran and Sumatzosha Yoshev Roshu Ruvusuk v'Shulchanim Tochabais v'lo Amrulo Davar. Didn't they once go visit this Rabbi Yochanan Achoranis, Ben Achoranis, and he was sitting in exactly that situation, and they didn't bother him about it at all? Right, so the word Misham Raya is a little bit of a, I don't know how it translates, but it always means you got the story wrong. Right, Misham Raya, we would say, like, that's your proof? Meaning, like, that's not a valid proof. No, the Mishnah always means, no, you got the story wrong. Mm-hmm. So they say back to Misham Raya, no, in my version of the story, they said to him, Im keno yisanoeg lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. If this is what you normally did, you were never yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah in your life. Right? So if you set up your sukkah with the table under the roof, then you are not yotzei the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. That is the sheet of Beishama, and that's actually how we paskin. The Ran, this is the Ran in Psachim on the Mishnah we just did. So he says, Kilomar, what does it mean when Rav Gamliel says, Lo yatzei dechovaso? Lo yatzei dechovaso karaui. You're not yotzei what? You're not yotzei the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Of course you are. You're not yotzei the mitzvah of Pesach Matzamar? Of course you are. You're not yotzei the mitzvah in the proper way. Aval lo yatzei dechovaso klal lo kamar. He's not saying you weren't yotzei at all. Right. This is similar to the case we just read in the Mishnah in Sukkah, where it says, Lav dafka. You can't say that your mamish weren't yotze. Are you kidding? What's the whole reason behind Beishamai Shita? Because what's going to happen is you're going to lean into the table and you're going to lean over the food. You're going to start eating like that. So now your head and your body is outside the sukkah together with your table. So it's a gzeira. Maybe you'll come to do that. But if you didn't, if you were very careful and you dafka sat back and you ate with your head in the sukkah the whole time, of course you were yotze.
So why is he using the word hustle?
Right. So the Mishnah, so the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis discusses the double lashon there, pasul and lo yatza. Right, so they say it's really a double machlokas in the minimum size of the sukkah, and even if you have a big sukkah, if your table's outside. So that's why they say, and we pass on like Beishamai in both, that it has to be machzik, a small table, like one of those tray tables, has to be able to fit inside the sukkah, and it actually has to be inside the sukkah.
Why would we pass on like Beishamai?
Right, okay, I mean, the real reason is because in those issues, they won the vote. So. Right, they locked the doors and they voted. So they filibustered, if you will. So
they got it done.
That's how they did it.
They bust in.
If you come to yeshiva every day, you won't lose. They didn't come. They still didn't show up that day, so they decided to vote.
Senior ditch day.
Right. Beis Hillel ditch day was not a productive day for Beis Hillel.
So the worst day since the Eagle.
Right. So this is the Ran Shita. So he says, but of course you're Yotze. Why? He says, the whole Gzeira is Dilma Asilim Shuche Basar Shulchano. Cholhecha Dilo Imshich, Losagi Dilo Yatza.
So in all these cases, you wouldn't go back.
So you wouldn't go back and do it again. Or I don't know, maybe if you had time before Chatzos, you should really speak it out properly. But okay, you're still Yotze. Elavade Kedamrina says, obviously I'm right. He's like, are you kidding me? You're not yotzei. You're in the sukkah. How could you be more yotzei than how could you? You're in. The whole goal is lest you go to be out. So, but you're in. So it's no problem.
We need to use that from now on. Elevada
Elevada kedamrina. Well, he's viewing. He's not bringing a real raya. He's bringing another example where he holds the same thing. He's like, well, in that case, I'm definitely right. So I must be right here also. That's his idea. So neither one is a raya to the Ran. He's just like, look at these cases. There's no way that you're not yotzei on a deraisa level.
It's like a rapia in Mishnah. Rashi and Tosos both use the case of both of them saying yeah, rapia to prove that they're right. Except they both have a different dinim for what the din is in the near rapia.
Yeah, it happens from time to time, but it's not a raya. It's just him being Lashitaso in those two cases. Tosvos, I'm giving you a tiny piece of a much larger Tosfos. But basically, it's sort of in the middle of a conversation. But Tosfos is very clear on what they hold. So in the middle of the conversation, just comes up. He's not actually paskin like Beis Shammai in this Tosfos, but he's just describing Shitas Beis Shammai, and he's saying that we're not gozer the way you do. Like if you do like Beis Shammai, you're not yotze. I know you guys remember in Brachos we had the idea that sometimes if you dafka do like Beis Shammai, you're not yotze, right?
Oh,
if you dafka lie down first, right, and stand up, yeah. Right? So that's what he's referencing over here. So he's saying that in cases like this, we don't make such a din, like we had the case of Beis Shammai, where you were sitting at the doorway to the sukkah, they made a gzera, you might lean over the table, the ka'amri, lo kiyam to mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. And we say, you're not yotzei the mitzvah sukkah at all. De'afilu midaraisa lo kiyam. And Beis Shammai means you're not even yotzei on a level of daraisa. All right, so he's, again, Tosfos is developing the point that we pass on like Beis Hillel, but at least we know Beis Hillel sheet is that you are yotze, right? And Beis Shammai is holding that your mom is not yotze on a level of daraisa.
How can you say that?
So it's a good question. But the point is that you have this machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran, and they're Rishonim on both sides. I'll show you next time, hopefully, we'll have the Rambam. You can be medayik very easily from the words of the Rambam that the Rambam agrees with Tosfos, that you're not yotze on a deraisa level. If you sit in a sukkah where your table's outside the schach, you're not yotze on a derabanan level. You're not even yotze on a deraisa level.
He says gazra.
Well, it's clearly a gzera.
Right. So how is it even a deraisa?
Are you talking about the Rambam?
Yeah.
If you read the Rambam, it's clear.
I just did, I think.
Well, you're reading it.
I mean, you want me to read it? I was going to explain the idea first.
Okay. So
enjoy. So, the... while he's gone, we'll just read the Rambam. So, the Rambam is, Misha Yerosho Verubo B'sukkah V'shulchan V'toch Beiso Ochutz L'sukkah V'ochal Hareza Osir. That could be Doraisa or Darabanan, probably Darabanan. You're not allowed to do that. And then he says, Uki'ilu lo achal besukkah. And it's like you did not, and it's as if you didn't eat in the sukkah. That part is completely extra. Why would he say it's like you didn't eat in the sukkah? He should have just said, Hareza Osir. And then he should have taken out those words. As a gzeira. It's usher to do it. How can you say it's a gzeira and it's like you're not even yotze? What's a gzeira that you're not yotze? So he's clearly saying it's a din derabanan, obviously. And that means that you're not yotze.
Even midaraisa.
Right. Okay. Saying that you're not yotze on a deraisa level, exactly like the words of Beis Shammai. And, yeah?
Darbanan can make you not yotze on a deraisa.
So that's a very good question.
So, yeah.
You would think that they can't. There's as a nice springboard into the discussion, which I think we'll just leave it at that for now, and we'll try to give other applications later, but as a nice springboard into the topic... So there's a comment that one of the more yeshivish quoted Nesivas HaMishpats in Reish Lamed Daled. So many quote this as the Shita of the Nesivas. What do I mean by that? So the Nesivas has the following scenario based in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch has a discussion. Let's say someone sells you kosher meat and the price for the kosher meat is obviously more expensive than the price for the non-kosher meat. So he sells you the kosher meat, you eat it, and then it turns out that it was not kosher. So he shouldn't have done that, but what's the financial... You know, what's the financial restitution situation right now?
Owner, no.
Let's say you didn't know. It doesn't. I don't think.
So then it's fine. No.
It's fine.
And I mean,
I paid you money for kosher food.
You paid for food you could eat.
Right.
You could have eaten it, right?
You did eat it.
I ate it, right. But you, I wanted kosher meat, and you sold me non-kosher meat.
He pays for your patzos.
So the Shulchan Aruch pasuk is like this: if it's treif midaraisa, then he has to pay you back all the money. If it's treif midarabanan, he only has to pay you back. He doesn't have to pay you back anything since you already ate it. Obviously, if you didn't eat it yet, you want to return it. You can return it, but the you already ate it, so you pay back for daraisa. You don't pay back for darabanan. So the Sivis explains, the Efshar, the Afbi Surei Torah, Afilu Ocha B'Shogeg Tzarech Kapara Uchuva Lahagin Al Yisurin. Even if you only did Davera B'Shogeg, but you ate non-kosher food Midaraisa, and you need to do Tshuva, and you need to, do, you know, you might have some type of bad things happen. Mikol Makom B'Yisurin Derabanan Ain't Tzarech Shum Kapara. When it comes to Dinim derabanan, you don't need any type of a kapara. Ukiilu lo avar. It's like you didn't even do anything. The mi teida daminan be'erivin bederabanan avdinan uvda v'hadar mosvinan tiyufta. V'iloyanena shalashogeg hecha yumanichem olavor lekabel onish. Right, he brings a raya from the Gemara in Erivin, basically that since the guy was only going to violate an issa derabanan, they let him do it, and they didn't tell him about it. They're like, wait a minute, if you're going to get punished for violating an issa derabanan b'shogeg, so How can you just let the guy do it? Must be that when you violate Issa Derabanan, nothing bad happens to you if it was b'shogeg.
Isn't there machlokes like by a piece of meat that rove your face and you're allowed to eat it, whether or not it's actually not trace, even though the Messias says that if you pulled back the curtain, it was trace, or whether
that's all cases of rove. That's all cases of rove.
Right. So
okay, but that's a din d'oraisa.
Here's a case where Matthias is its treif, but like,
right,
it's mutter for you to eat.
No, it's not. You just didn't know.
So
it was never
a case of rove.
No, rove is a din minat Torah that you have the right to go baser rove.
But then, but there are those that say that wasn't in the end. It wasn't mutter, like, or in the
no,
end,
it was mutter.
Only if you know for sure it's.
If I go based on the rove, and then it turns out that it wasn't, you know, that it doesn't matter. It was I still followed the halacha exactly right.
You find me on Central Avenue?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Sure you can. Yeah. Rove restaurants on Central Avenue are kosher. There's only like one that
shows my.
The problem is you can't because nowadays the restaurants, if it's a kosher restaurant, they pack it a certain way. But
also, if you find meat on the floor, just don't eat it.
Right. Also, a valid point, but not
but
the issue. Free. Not the issue, right. Don't tell me what I can't
this
do.
Go on, broad pulley door, or is that any garbage?
This is
okay.
That was a valid move. They were still in the package.
All right, let's just finish up this punchline.
Food clothes kids are getting.
let's just get the punchline before things deteriorate. Okay.
Too late.
The. So basically, goes a little further over here. You check it out. But basically, the way the standard explanation for this nesivus goes is that the isurim that the rabbanon create, according to the nesivus, are all what we call isurei gavra, meaning there are things in the Torah that are isur chefetz and isur gavra. There's a discussion in the Ran and the Darim about all isurim in the Torah are the isur chefetz or isur gavra. So it's generally understood that some actually want to go so far as to say that even on a deraisa level, there are some isuri cheft and some isuri gavra. Some Rav Shechter once told us, Rav Salvechik understood only that isuri cheftza were only hektish and things like that, but everything else was in isur gavra. But the standard approach is that when it comes to items that the Torah forbids, those are isuri cheftza. And certain things in the Torah where it says, don't do this, that's Isuri Gav. Right? Don't steal is obviously Nisr Gav, not Isur Chefza, right? Whereas don't eat non-kosher is an Isur Chefza. The food itself is not kosher. As opposed to, what?
As opposed to the Kohen Gadol Asrin something, right?
As opposed to the Kohen Gadol Asrin what?
A piece of meat, right?
I don't understand what you're saying. Okay. No, but what I'm saying is that the Nesivus is going with the Shita that non-kosher meat midaraisa is an iser chavtza. Non-kosher meat midarabanan can't be an iser chavtza. Min a Torah, it's a kosher chavtza. Midarabanan, they said, you guy, don't eat that. There's nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly good for you, but you, the individual, can't eat it.
So therefore, he doesn't have teeth to eat that.
Right. So therefore, if you have a case of shogeg, did this person do anything wrong? He didn't do anything wrong. If there's an iser gavra and you violated it by shogeg, by definition, you didn't do anything wrong. You consumed meat that was kosher. There was nothing wrong with it. And you weren't going against, you weren't rebelling against the chachamim because you didn't even know you were doing anything wrong. So memela, there's no kapara that's necessary. So this guy who sold it to you did not do you any kind of disservice. That's the way the Nesivos is often explained. There's an interesting ha'ara that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has. I saw it in his commentary to the Shev Shmaitza. We have two volumes of Shev Shmaitza over there. One of the volumes is with the footnotes from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he quotes this Nesivos in context, and he writes that you can't use this Nesivos halacha l'maisa. It's like some people want to suggest, whenever they're dealing with an issue, they're a banan. So just, what the people don't know won't hurt them because it'll be b'shogeg anyway, so it's fine. He says, no, you're not allowed to do that. This is only after the fact. So after the fact, you want to know, do you owe money, do you not owe money? But I think he was talking to a kashrus organization where he says, they won't know. It's only an issue, they're a banan, and nobody will know, so it's okay. He's like, no, you can't say that. He says, this is only b'dieved. If it happened, then what do you do? So, okay, but it's just good to keep that in mind. So, the Nesivos, according to the way we're learning, the Nesivos is going according to the Shita of the Ran. The Ran's opinion is that when the Rabbanan make Dinam de Rabbanan, what are they really doing? They're making Yisuri Gavra. So they're saying, do this, don't do that. Right? They can't change the inherent Chetzah of a mitzvah. They can't transform Heter into Isser, and they can't transform a mitzvah d'oraisa into something else. They don't have that kind of koach. And therefore, if Rabban Gamliel wants me to say something on Pesach, he can tell me, you better say that. And if you don't say that, you're not yotze. On a derabbanan level, he can't uproot the chefza shel mitzvah d'oraisa and take it away from you. He can say, you, gavra, do this. And that's the reason the Ran says, of course you're yotzei the mitzvah. Ram Gamil can't take your mitzvah away from you. Beis Shammai can't tell you you're not in the sukkah if you really are. So there's nothing you can do about it. Tosvos and the Rambam, they're saying that no, the Rabbanan are defining not just what the chiyuv on the gavra is, but what the chefza shel mitzvah is, and they can actually sort of reach in and change the chefza shel mitzvah into something else and tell you that we think this is the way the mitzvah d'oraisa should be done, and if you don't do it this way, you're not yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa. And you'd actually have to go back and do it again. Let's say it was the first night of sukkah, you ate in a sukkah like that, you'd have to eat another kezias in the sukkah on the first night. And therefore, if you don't say Pesach Matzah and Maror on the Lil Seder, Tosfos holds, you're not yotzei min haTorah. Because the whole Chefza Shel Mitzvah was transformed by Rabban Gamliel to mean something else. And if you don't do it that way, you're not Yotze even on a Deraisa level. That's the Chiddush of these Rishonim who hold that Lo Yotze De Chavaso means even Min HaTorah. Okay. There's a lot, there are many, many applications and what I believe to be some gross misapplications of this principle. So maybe we'll go through a few of them next time.